ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सर्वे तं अनुने जगमोर भ्रातर पिता निश्चया कलिना अधर्म मित्रेण दृष्ट्वा स्पृष्टा प्रजा भुवि सद्वेतमनुनिर्जग्मुर्जग्मु भ्रातरः कृत निश्चया कलिना धर्म मित्रेण दृष्ट्वा स्पृष्टा प्रजा भुवि सद्वेतमनुनिर्जग्मुर् भ्रातरः कृत निश्चया कलिना धर्म मित्रेण दृष्ट्वा स्पृष्टा प्रजा भुवि सर्वे तमनुनिर्जग्मुर् भ्रातरः कृत निश्चया कलिना धर्म मित्रेण दृष्ट्वा स्पृष्टा प्रजा भुवि Sardvi. All his younger brothers. Him. Anunir Jagmu. Left home by following the elder. Pratadaha. Brothers. Kritanishchaya. Decidedly. Kalina. By the age of Kali. Adharma. Principle of your religion. Mitreno. By the friend. Drishtva. Observing. Sprishtaha. Having overtaken. Prajaha, all citizens, Bhuvi, on the earth. Translation. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthira observed that the age of Kali had already arrived throughout the world and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected by irreligious practice. Therefore, they decided to follow in the footsteps of their elder brother.
This Kalina, you are reading Kalina Dharma, Kalina Adharma. These two are mixed together, become Swartha, Sandhi. Kalina Adharma. So, Kali means quarrel. Unnecessary quarrel. Kalina, by the age of Kali, this is the age of Kali. There are four ages. Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. Degrading, gradual degrading. This nature's way is to degrade. That is the nature's way, time fact. Just like you construct a very nice house today, good looking, fresh, but by ages it will become old. Your body, my body, in your prayer, it is very beautiful. And in due course of time, it will be ugly like me. So, this is the work of the time. Similarly, nature's way, there are four ages. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. Season changes. So in the Satya Yuga, the religious principles are followed strictly, 10%. That is called Satya Yuga. And Treta Yuga, 25% reduced. That means 75% religious principle and 25% irreligious. And the Dwapara Yuga, 50-50. 50% religious and 50% irreligious. And the Kali Yuga, 75% irreligious and 25% religious. Gradually reducing to nil. No more religious. Then finished. Then there is devastation. Again, Satyaji will begin. This is the way of change of Satyaji, Satyaprita, Dapar Kali. The duration of Satyaji is about 1800,000 of years. 1800,000 of years. 1800,000. Similarly, Dwapara Yuga, 800,000 of years. And Kali Yuga, 400,000 of years. This is the beginning of Kali Yuga. Out of 400,000 of years, you have passed only 5,000 years. Not only 400,000, 432,000 of years. Wow. There is regular calculation in the Vedic Shastra. So out of that, we have passed 5,000 years. That Kali Yuga has begun just after the battle of Kurukshetra. So we have passed only 5,000 years of this Kali Yuga. There are still balance 427,000 of years. Still balance. So the police friends, just like a man is known by his company, the Kali Yuga is the age of irreligion. Therefore, quarrel and fight. Communal fighting. Unnecessarily, they will form a community, a group, all rascals, another group of rascals, and they will fight unnecessarily. Just like this, nationalism. This is simply a group of rascals, that's all. Why rascals? Was it religious? Therefore rascal. So big man, big scientist, big, still there rascal? Yes, they are still there rascal. Why? Because he is religious. They do not know what is God. Therefore they are rascal. This is the only text. Whether you know God, no sir, then you are rascal. No one test. One test. One test is sufficient. Whether you know God. Because this human life is meant for knowing God. This temple is meant for human beings. Not for the cats and dogs. So, if you do not know God. Very, very awesome. You are exactly like the cat and dog. That's all. This is the verdict. Now you can fight why you are calling the cat and dog, but this is, we are talking following Krishna, the great authority. But what Krishna says, that is right. If you scrutinize by your logic, argument, philosophy, science, you will find that Krishna is perfectly right. Therefore, he accepts Krishna. Unless Krishna is perfectly right, why should he accept Krishna? If he is an ordinary rascal, then why? What is the use of reading his book, Bhagavad Gita? No. All the acharyas, all the saintly scholars, they have accepted. Therefore you have accepted. Because he is beyond all, and it is false. What is the difference between ordinary man and a liberated man? Liberated. Man, not under the conditions of material nature. He is called liberated. Liberated means who is not conditioned by the laws of nature. He is called liberated. So Krishna is the liberated supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, he has no defects. And those who are just like we are not liberated. Therefore, we have got four defects. The four defects are that we commit mistake. Anyone, big man, he must commit mistake. Because he is not liberated. He is under the laws of material nature. Who is here in this meeting who can say that I have never committed any mistake? Is there anybody? Have a learned scholar you may be. Commit mistake is inherent. Similarly, to become illusion. Illusion means to accept something which you are not, or which is not fact. That is called illusion. Just like sometimes we see that the sun is on the western side, but the reflection is on the glass, and the glass is reflecting some light. So we are thinking the sun has come to the other side. We have got this experience. Sun is this side, reflecting, the sun shining, and on the glass or on mirror, and the same reflection is this side. So we are thinking the sun is this side. The sunlight is coming. That is called illusion. This is an example of illusion, which is not fact, but it is appearing. False thing appearing as true, that is called Maya. This is explanation of Maya. Maya, Ma means not, Ya means this. Maya, what you are experiencing, that is not, that is called Maya. A condition so, a child will think that although the fact is sun is this side, by seeing the reflection, the child may say the sun is this side. That is called illusion. So, we are all illusion because we accept this body as self. Why am I American? Why American? Because this American born body. But I am not this body. But we accept. It is going on. This illusion is going on. Mistake is going on. And in spite of becoming illusion and mistaken, I am posing myself as great scholar, philosopher, scientist, therefore cheater. But I do not know the things because I am already illusion. And I commit mistake. And still I'm proving that I'm theologian and scientist and so. Then change again. I say today something and tomorrow something else. Because I'm mistaken, you said I must go on speaking like that nonsense. Today something, tomorrow something. And this is going on advancement. What is this advancement? If you do not know something as real, you say something today, and tomorrow you say something, the same mistake. Again, the after tomorrow you say something, where is your knowledge? There is no knowledge, but he still is posing to be man of knowledge. He's getting Nobel Prize. This is called cheating. And people are, those who are cheated, they're accepting this cheating knowledge. Therefore, the whole human society is full of cheaters and cheated. Full of learners. So, Brahm Pramad Vipurusha and Paranapatam. Then if you somebody says, then why you ask? Speaking that these men are cheaters and cheated and illusion and in Maya. That because these senses are imperfect. Because you are gathering knowledge by the senses. There are 5 senses acquire knowledge. And the 5 senses act according to that knowledge. And these sense objects, there are sense objects. Just like you have got eyes, you have to see something, objective. Roof, form, the knowledge acquired by the eyes is to understand the form. Similarly, the knowledge acquired by the ears is to acquire knowledge from the sound. Because physical means the sound, life, form, these things are physical things. So we have got senses to acquire knowledge. So, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 working senses, and 5 sense objects, and I am there. This is called 16 elements. And then, in 5 material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and 5 subtle elements, 3, 8. So in this way, the whole world, this universe, cosmic manifestation, is a composition of these 8 elements, 24 elements. And beyond these 24 elements, I am the soul. And beyond myself, there is the super soul. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. So, without this knowledge, nobody is perfect. And without being perfect, if we hear from somebody who is not perfect, it is simply waste of time. And that is the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Therefore, he said, Kalina adharma mitrena. Adharma mitre. And the adharma mitra, this is the composition. Ignorance. Now the friends, which friend helps me to keep me in this perpetual ignorance? These are illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These 4 friends. You associate with these 4 friends, it will very easily advancing under the influence of Kali Yuga. This is the fact. Kalina dharmena. So formally, the kings, the government man, king means the supreme, executive head of government, they could understand that these things are now coming. Drishtva, seeing practically. Because as soon as people are addicted to these four principles, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, where everyone can see, that means Kali Yuga. Drishtva. So how they saw? They saw the practical. They know how to see. Just like in the chemical laboratory, they see the characteristic of a certain thing, analyze, and they say, yes, it is perfect, it is not perfect. Because these things are wanting. So it is not pure, it is adulterated. Chemical agents. I mean, if these characteristics are there, in every chemical book, every chemical has got some characteristics. Just like potassium cyanide. The chemical examiners have not experienced what is the test. Because as soon as you test, you finish. Potassium cyanide, you know this. So therefore, in the chemicals, there is no mention the taste of the potassium. Nobody has still tasted. So there is a Hindi word in India. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya abhi pastaya, jo na khaya abhi pastaya. There is a Dilli ka laddu. You make laddu. So, Dilli ka laddu. It is a very slang language. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya abhi pastaya, jo Dilli ka laddu is so made that one who has tasted it, he learns, and who has not tasted it, he learns. Both of them. So, the potassium cyanide is like that, a chemical. The chemist, because they do not know what is the test, so they say, we do not know, this analysis is imperfect. And those who are tested, they cannot say they are finished. So this is the position. So this Dilli ka laddu is referred to Dilli prostitute. Dilli ka laddu. So we do not wish to discuss these things. But there are so many things. Not only prostitute, himna, sex life. It is like that. Anyone who tested, he also learns. And who has not tested, he also learned. This is the position. This is the position. Janamaisana adigrahame di sukham me tuchyam. Maisana adi. Maisana adi means sexual intercourse. Janamaisana adigrahame di sukham me tuchyam. Kanvane nakarayu rivadukha dukham. It is a pleasure just like eating senses. It is all described. Janamaitunadi, a Gihamedhi. Gihamedhi means a so-called householder. House, there are two words, Gihamedhi and Grihastha. Grihastha means that is called ashram. Grihastha ashram. To live with wife and children. But the business is how to develop Krishna consciousness. That is Grihastha Ashram, as we recommend. And where there is no such attempt how to develop Krishna consciousness, simply living like cats and dogs. They have also sex life, they also produce children, they also eat, they also work. Such kind of life, household life, working day and night, simply for sense pleasure. And at night they have got sense pleasure. That is also described in the Bhagavad. Vivasate haya rajam. At night, either sleep or enjoy sex life. And in daytime, simply work hard where to get money And as you get money, spend it for maintaining yourself. Nidra hiyate natram. Nidra means sleeping. Priyate, night is past. Nidra hiyate natram. Babayana sabhavaya. Or one has got facility to enjoy sex. So, night is past. One has no. Everyone has practically. But two things, sleep or sex. And then at daytime, chaati haya, artha means money. Yihaya means try for to get it. Diva chaati haya rajan. All right, if you are getting money, then kutumba bharane inava. Spending for kutumba, for the dependents. That's all. So finish. So where is the time for Krishna consciousness? That is called Grihasthi. But Grihastha means they will see whether every moment is utilized for Krishna. That is Grihastha. So human civilization means Grihastha, not Grihamedi. If you become Grihamedi, then you are cats and dogs. And if you become Grihastha, then you are nice. Then you are advancing towards self-realization. That is required. Because the cats and dogs, they cannot become Grihastha. That is not possible. If you say, if you have got a dog, you get another female dog, my dear dog, you get your wife, live peacefully, chant Hare Krishna. No, sir, it is not possible. Because I am dog. Because I am dog, therefore I cannot be satisfied. I must find out another illicit sex and create tell then fuck is. Then fight, that is Kaligu. Unnecessarily create by illicit sex life enemy and then become killed and finish your life. That is called Vyavad. Vyavad. You require why? That's all I said. Why? There is no scarcity of why. Live peacefully. Chant Hare Krishna. No. I want my wife. I want another. I am God. Like dogs. Yes. So the dog civilization cannot help us. This is not help us. Human life is meant for something else. Nayam deha dev bhajam ani loki kastan kaman arhati virbhuja. Everything is discussed in Bhagavad. That we request the whole human society to read this valuable book, Kalya book. They're missing the opportunity. Let them read these books. Their life will be successful. So this human life is not meant for like dogs and cats and hogs. That is in the Bhagavatam. You will find in the fifth canto, fifth chapter, these are there. Every word is so valuable. Just like here in this verse, sarve tam anirijagmu bhātara. How ideal, brother said. My elder brother is going, retiring, going to the Himalayan side. All the brothers follow. When the elder brother was king, they acted, they did not fight. We are five brothers. Why you shall become king? I shall become king. No, there is no fight. One of them, the elder brother, Maharaj Yudhishthira, was enthroned. And the other brothers, they acted as commanders of the soldiers. One brother is going one side of the earth to fight, to subdue the rascals. There was fight to subdue the rascals, not for ambition, because he was emperor. So, that anyone who is doing wrong, immediately go there and fight. That was fine. That is called Dharma Yudha. Just like you can maintain police force, military force, what for? Whenever there is outlaws, go and punish them. That should be the system. That should be the military force is required. Violence is required. When there is irreligious, then they must be made religious. And because such government was there, that we have discussed during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, everything was peaceful. Even people did not suffer from excessive heat, excessive cold. This is also another punishment. Just like disease is punishment, similarly, excessive heat and excessive cold is also punishment. That is not very good. But Yudhishthira Maharaj's time was such that did not speak, people did not speak. It is nature's punishment. Just like I was proposing to go to the, what is that? Place?
Africa?
Huh?
Africa?
No. Yes. Florida. Miami. So, Columbus said that there also the temperature has reduced. It has come to 50 or something like that, 40. The temperature is higher. So, nature can change at any time. At any time. You are not controller of nature. You are under the control of nature. That we forget. This is our illusion. We are under the control of material nature fully, 10%, and still we are declaring independence. What kind of independence, Yoga? Any kind of independence can be finished by one kick of nature. And still, you declare independence. Cannot be independent. When you go above the control of the material nature, then you can say independent. But they do not know that. And nature is controlled by God. That also they do not know. Just like police force is under the control of the government. And you are under the control of police force. Everyone knows it. So, how you can get out of the police force when you are not a criminal? That's all. And who punishes you? The government, who is above the police force. Similarly, nature is like police force, is material nature. As soon as you become irreligious, making friendship with Koli and his friends, and then he will be punished. Nature is, there will be serious cold, there will be this blast, that blast, no protection, famine, pestilence, so many things. Nature can be studied. Nature, that is called Adhidaivi, which is beyond your control. Adhidaivi. In the Pacific Ocean, within a second, overflows your Los Angeles town. What you can do? What your scientists can do? Nothing there. But it can be done at any moment. What is the difference? One big wave, skyscraper building, all skyscrapers will be finished. So that is called nature's disturbance. So there are other disturbances also. This is called natural disturbance. Then other disturbance is your body is the source of so many disturbances. If you don't feel nature's disturbances, then your body friend, which you have felt so friendly, that my body is everything, exercise, keep this body very perfect to eat meat and drink. But this body will give you trouble. The mind will give trouble. This is called adhyapti. Everything is analyzed. Adhati and Adhibhauti. You do not create any enemy, but you are never doing enemy, unnecessarily. Your friend will be enemy. Your brother will be enemy. Your son will be enemy. There are so many steps. This is called Adhyana, Adhibhauti. Then you get somebody's dog, unnecessarily. You have sins, you are passing the road. And the dog is so faithful, he becomes your enemy. No, no, no. Why are you passing here? The mosquito will be enemy. The bugs will be enemy. The insects will be enemy. You go on killing. Go on killing with spray. So many enemies, so many trouble is being created. Who has created? The nature. You have got to create, but nature will create to give you disturbances. This is your position. And you are thinking, we are very happy. We are very happy in this material. Sajjata, Amura, nonsense rascals. So in the beginning I say all these rascals, are they not rascals? They are harassed in so many ways. Still they are thinking, they are making advance and we are happy. The whole situation is not full of rascals. So they do not know. They are accepting unhappiness as happiness. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. Maya Mahitati. And you cannot get out of this illusion and mistakes unless you surrender to Krishna. This is the medicine. This is the only counteraction. You cannot. Suppose you are being harassed by the police. You are put into the prison house and so many ways you are being harassed by the criminal department. How dare you can get up? You simply file a petition, sir, I have no experience. I never come into this criminal act. Kindly excuse me, I'm just released. That is the only way. Similarly, you can be very proud that I don't care for God. There is no God. I am God. You are God. You can go on talking nonsense like that. But the Maya will give you so much trouble. But if you are a sane man, then you will admit that this was a wrong thing. Please excuse me. And then it is possible. But that is not possible, especially in this age. In Kali Yuga, the age is very strong and deteriorated. That in spite of our daily class, daily instruction, the Kali is so strong that capturing, please come under my control and be killed. Please come under my control. Be killed. Yes, I go. This is why. So Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brother Drishta, the Kali Yuga has begun. Drishta and Srishta, Praja, all the citizens and all the land. Now, we have done our duty. Now let us retire. The next king, Maharaj, is their grandchild, Maharaj Parikshit. He'll do his duty. So it is the duty of the king to see, to give protection from this onslaught of nature, to make the life successful. That is the duty of the king. That is the duty of the father. That is the duty of the spiritual master. That is the duty of friends and relatives. Then one should cooperate. One should give protection. Just like these children are there. If the father, mother, and the teacher, they do not give these children protection, then what is their future? So-called education will not help. Let them become Krishna conscious. That is the duty of the government. Just like we are now speaking on this slogan, in God we trust. Is that the slogan? In God we trust? No, this is a slogan, but it is the duty of the government that we are using this slogan. But actually, what we are doing about people's education, that they may know what is God and then trust. Everyone is godless. And still, as a matter of fashion, we are writing in God we trust. This is another thing. Nobody trusts in God, and they write in God we trust. And unless I write, of course, I do not wish to say very harsh words. And unless I cheat in that way, how a man will accept one piece of paper at $1,000? You see, it is a grand cheating that I am giving $1,000. But if I value, it is not even 1/40. This is called Maya. It is not, but I accept. If people become enlightened, no, you are not going to accept this piece of paper that $1,000. You must have gold. So many things will be solved immediately. So many things. But because we agree to be cheated, the cheaters are cheating and things are going on wrong. This is called Kali Yuga. Thank you very much.